School basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with John Nixon.
And good evening, everybody, from Mound City High School. It's time for sectional play in Missouri high school basketball as the Mound City Panthers have advanced to the sectional again this year. And tonight they take on the Stanbury Bulldogs. If they win tonight, they go on to the quarterfinals on Friday. And if they win that, they go on to the Final Four down in Springfield next week. But a lot to get accomplished before that. Joining us tonight, Cody Shuong. Cody, this is going to be this time of year. It's fun. I pulled in here running a little later than I like to, and I said, there's no place to park. This place is packed already.
I had to walk about two blocks. I should have showed up just a little bit earlier than I did.
Oh, my goodness. We'll see what happens here now. Mound City and Stanbury met a couple of times this year, and the Panthers, like always, they're averaging. They scored 81 one game and 79 the other, so they are scoring a lot of points, and they have won both games handily, but we'll see here once you get to the postseason. You never know. Tonight's game is not only a competitive contest between these two schools, but it's also an educational experience for the students involved because high school activities are about learning life's lessons. You are friends at Sunny 101.3 and the Missouri State High School Activities Association remind you and everyone to do their part in our hometown sports, a positive experience for everyone. When you attend the next game, do your part to rekindle that spirit of citizenship and good sportsmanship as well. Well, the teams are out warming up. While they're doing that, we'll take a two-minute timeout. We'll come back and look at the starters on Sunny 101.3.
Allen and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today.
MC Auto and Truck Repair, family owned and operated with over 35 years of experience. Get your repairs done right with the ASC certified Master Tech experience and knowledge. MC Auto and Truck Repair in Mound City. Call Kurt, Blake, or DJ at 660-442-5600. If your vehicle is acting up, get it fixed and running right with MC Auto and Truck Repair. 208 Nebraska Street in Mound City. Call today, 660-442-5600. That's MC Auto and Truck Repair, 660-442-5600.
Introducing Element Resources, one of the leading battery recycling facilities in the country and has been a mainstay in Forest City, Missouri for 45 years. Element is hiring entry-level jobs starting at $19.05 per hour. Day and night shift available with shift differential pay for nights and overtime with attendance bonuses. Come be a part of our team with competitive pay and great benefits. For more information, apply at ElementRELLC.com.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 888-220-5646 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at www.goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process, so when you're at the website, don't forget to get feed bins as well as corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thank you for your business.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back here to Mound City High School. John Nixon, Cody Shuong with you here tonight as the Panthers are getting ready to take on the Stanbury Bulldogs here tonight in this Missouri sectional game. Let's go ahead and take a look at the starters tonight for the Bulldogs. For Coach Nick Groomer, his squad 17-7 on the year. He'll go with a 6'5" junior, Austin Schwayback. Schwayback will be in the starting lineup tonight for the Bulldogs. Austin averaging 14.4 points per game. Colby McQuinn is a 5'11" freshman. He averages almost 6 points a game. Tyler Schwayback is a 6'3" junior. He checks in at 12.9 points per game for the Bulldogs. Landing Martick Martick is a 6'3" junior. He averages 6 points a game. And Colin Sager, a 6'4" senior. He averages 16.5 points a game. Cody, there's some big young men on that team.
Yes, there is. 6'4", 6'5", 6'3", 6'3". So a lot of height to go up against here for Mountain City, but I'm sure with their quickness, they will see how they handle the pressure.
That will probably be the deciding factor, is quickness, as it is most nights. The Mountain City seems to be in action from what we have seen this year. For the Panthers, Coach Ryan Osborne, his squad now 26-1 on the air. Starting tonight will be 5'11" senior Connor Durr, averaging 12.3 points per game. Excuse me, Connor's not averaging. Connor's averaging on the year, coming in at 5.1 points per game. I was off the line. Checking in next will be Gage Salisbury. Gage is a 6 foot senior. He averages 12.3 points per game. Landon Papa is a 6'5" senior for the Panthers. Landon checking in at 16.2 points per game. Will Young is a 6'3" junior. Will coming into tonight's contest for the Panthers. On my score sheet, he's hiding from me here. Will coming in here at 5 points a game on the year. And Tony Osborne is a 6'1" junior. He plays guard, forward, or wherever you need him, and he is averaging 27.3 points per game on the season. Cody, I don't know that. I see that NBA. I see that in some colleges once in a while. Sure. I don't see high school kids averaging that many points very often.
It's been a while if you have seen it, right? Man.
Over 700 points on the season.
Wow.
He had one game this year of 51 points. Had several of 40-plus.
That's incredible.
When he is on, he can light it up. And, of course, you know, Landon Papa averaging 16.5 points a game. That's pretty darn good.
He's really athletic, too.
Oh.
And I've seen him play last year, and just
yes,
watching him grow through the freshman, from a freshman to a senior now, just looking at that kid, he's filled out well, and I was just dunking it, standing there in warm-up. So
yeah,
really filled out pretty well.
And it will be interesting to see how it all shakes out here in this ball game tonight. The Bulldogs, they are the visitors. They are dressed in their black with yellow. Mound City will be the home team, dressed in the home whites here tonight. And, man, is it, as we said, it is a crowd here at Mound City High School. I've seen some big crowds here, but this is going to be amongst the largest we have seen. Usually by the time we get to this point of the season, they're playing maybe at St. Joe or Mo West or something like that. But now they are playing home games this year with the COVID. While they're getting ready for four pregame festivities, we'll take another 2-minute timeout. Be back with the tip-off of this ball game coming up on Sunny 101.3.
Nothing runs like a deer. The staff of Hiawatha Implement on North State and Mound City wish the area schools good luck in all their school and sports endeavors. Wishing the teams the strength of a John Deere tractor, the pride in doing the best they can do every time, and sportsmanship, the true power behind any team. In Mound City, for John Deere sales, service, and parts, all you need to know is Hiawatha Implement. Nothing runs like a deer.
You might know that State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall has great service. He is your good neighbor, after all. But did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates, too? Yep, that's right. Along with good neighbor service, State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall has surprisingly great rates for everyone in Fall City. So call State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall at 402-245-4312 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
A world leader in manufacturing equipment for air transportation, agricultural, and material handling industries, Fast Global Solutions is now hiring for day, night, and weekend shifts. Fast Global Solutions has openings in Auburn and Falls City. They are seeking welding, machinist, assembly, painter, and prep, material handling, and more. Apply today at fastsolutions.com/careers. Fast Global Solutions is an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, I'm Andy Armbruster, and I have a lot of great reasons for you to bring your GM, Chrysler, Dodge, or Jeep vehicle to Armbruster Motor Company in Fall City for service. Our factory-trained technicians have the tools and experience to protect your investment. And we understand your busy schedule, So for your convenience, we'll pick up and deliver your vehicle. So for your next service or repair, bring your GM, Chrysler, Dodge, or Jeep to Armbruster Motor Company in Fall City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
And the starters being introduced to the crowd on hand here tonight at Mound City. Whether it's balls and strikes, fouls, or flags, your referees and game officials are a vital part of our athletics. If you've ever tried your hand at officiating, you know how hard these men and women work, and certainly you know that they would never miss a call intentionally. Keep these things in mind, and all the events you attend, after all, respecting officials and authority figures in as one of the most valuable lessons to teach our students. The message brought to you by your friends at Sunny 101.3 and the Missouri State High School Activities Association. Panthers being introduced now, and it is
just loud. It's loud in here. That's right.
It is just loud, but that's all right. That's part of the excitement. If you look around on a nice day like this outside, you got people dressed in long sleeves. You got people dressed in their winter coats. I see people down here dressed in tank tops. You don't know what to wear.
You get a little bit of everything, right?
Randy Gatula's listed in. Your heat lamp is still working well, sir, where we are at.
And it's good to see people in the stands, too.
Yes, it is.
It's a good feeling.
It is packed. All right. Papa will jump it up in the center for Mound City against Austin Schwaback. Mound City will go left to right toward the south bucket here in the first half tonight. Our officials are ready, and we're underway. And Schwaback will control the tip backcourt to Tyler Schwaback. He'll come up the floor against the man-to-man by Mound City. I haven't seen the Panthers since St. Joe down at the Burton Classic in January, so it's been a while, but here they come up the floor on defense, playing that tough man-to-man. Give the ball off on the right side now to Martic, and out for a three-pointer on the rim. No good, and rebound brought down by Osborne as a shot was put up there by Tyler Schwaback. And now it's Papa with it to the front court. He'll give the ball off to Young. Now it is Papa. He can shoot the three. He can drive. He can dunk. He can do whatever. And here goes a long one from Tony Osborne, and he drilled it. How far behind the line was he, Cody?
Oh, he was a good 6 foot.
That was a deep one. As soon as he crosses midcourt, he's open. Up the floor we go the other way. Tyler Schwaback with it off the left side on the wing with the basketball. Now McQuinn. McQuinn guarded over there by Connor Durr. Durr with the basketball, dribbles around. Yep, no good. Offensive rebound and a putback up and good by Austin Schwaback. 3-2, Mound City by one.
Schwaback did a good job of getting laying him pop up off his feet with that pump fake and then finishing the layup.
Up the floor now, Salisbury from Osborne. Gage working the ball on the right side. Down low to Pop on the right block. Back and in, fakes. Shoots, missed it, and the rebound is grabbed up by Schwaback. That's Austin with it. And he'll give the ball up and up the floor with it. Now Tyler Schwaback. Off the right side, the pass to Martic. Martic dribbling into the free throw area. Picked up his dribble, guarded there by Osborne. He dishes off, tried to get it to Schwaback. Going out of bounds, runs it back in, and it's picked up by Osborne. Tony up the floor, left side to Durr out on the sideline. Salisbury can knock down the long-range jumper as well. Now the ball to Will Young. Off the right side, Durr again. Posting up is Papa, and he got a defender on his back, and he went right to the hole and puts it up and in. 5-2, Mound City up by three. Coming to the front with the basketball, Tyler Schwaback guarded by Salisbury. Schwaback down the lane, up, stripped to the basketball by Salisbury, who ends up crashing into the mat as he falls down. The ball will belong to Stanberry.
5:33 left to play here in the first period. 5-2, the Panthers in front.
Martic to inbound from the baseline. Looks. Nobody open. Brings it in, and a push foul will be called on the inbound on Will Young, our first whistle of the ball game. Now we'll move up. Same spot. We're going to move out a little bit. I move out about halfway between the free throw lane and the sideline. And once again, inbounding, Martic looking. Panthers playing it tough. It's a lob in, and it's picked off by Austin Schwaback. Schwaback guarded by Papa, dribbles around, goes to the left, drives in, and Papa blocks the shot. Papa with a block, Schwaback, and Papa wrestle for it. Finally, the Bulldogs come down with the basketball into the corner to Mardik. He comes across the lane, and the quick hands of Papa knock the pass out of bounds.
That was Gage Salisbury there poking it away from behind as he was trying to drive to the basket. That's two good plays. Good hands by Salisbury.
Now a lob in, a catch, way back, and he throws it up off the glass. No, he got his own rebound. He got Pop in the air and puts it up and in. Way back with three rebounds already. Here at the other end, it goes to Young. He'll leave it for Osborne. Three ball up, three ball on the rim. No good, and the rebound is grabbed by Cullen Sager, a 6'4" senior. Coming to the front, Tyler Schwayback all the way, pulls up on the baseline, just off the block, it's up, it's good, and the lead now goes to the Bulldogs, 6-5, 4:37 to go in the first. With the basketball now on the right side, Salisbury to Papa. Papa dribbles in, lost his balance, gets the ball away to Salisbury. Gage on the right side yet. Now Papa again, right baseline, back out top. Young, fake the three, gives it to Papa. Papa, free throw line. Around the circle he goes, scoops it up, and yeah, he scooped that from knee high, and it went in. That was a heck
Papa
of an effort.
Too. Good shot there by Landon Papa.
Papa gives the Panthers the lead back now, 7-6. To the front court, Tyler Schwayback with it. Tyler with the basketball off. Now it goes to Mardik. Now to the free throw line with it. Tyler Schwayback off the pass. Left side, Sager. Sager on the wing, turned, blocked away by Young. Lobs it ahead to Durr. He'll slow it up on the right side. He'll go to Salisbury. Baseline, moving in, gives it back to Durr to the top, to Young. Will off the left side. Here comes Papa down the lane, and he finger rolls it in over the front. Papa with 6 points. It's 9-6, Mound City. Coming to the front, Tyler Schwayback with it, 3:15 to go. Holds it, goes over to the right side, now to Austin Schwayback. No substitutions for either team yet. Mound City has a couple ready to come in. Driving in, and a foul going to be called on Mound City. We'll have our first free throws. The ball game coming up here for the Bulldogs.
Foul's going to be called on Gage Salisbury. That'll be his first personal team second foul as Austin Schwayback heads to the free throw line.
Schwayback, 4 points so far. Looking, left-hander up, no good. He'll get another one. Durr and Salisbury sit down. Here comes Lane Zembles in for Mound City, a 5'8 senior. Who did I lose?
William Rother.
William Rother, 6'1 junior. In and out, no good, and Rother grabs up the rebound. I called him Rother for 2 years before his dad finally corrected me.
Rother.
So, don't wait. If we're messing it up, let us know.
You bet.
A drive down to the baseline by Osborne. Pass across the lane, and now a three ball for Papa. No good. Kept alive, and now breaking away to the other end. Going in for the layup, and the foul will be Tyler Schwayback. And he is going to get fouled and go to the line to shoot the three-point opportunity here.
That foul is going to be on Mound City, I believe, Landon Papa. That'll be his first personal foul, team's third now. And this is Tyler's way back at the free throw line.
Tyler's a 6'3 junior, and it's up, it's good. And now we've got a 9-9 ball game, our first tie of the game. Osborne walking it up the floor. Tyler Schwayback looking to pick him up across midcourt. Over it goes. Papa to the middle. Salisbury, or rather that's Zembles. Now here's Papa on the right side, and it's out of bounds off of the Bulldogs.
I think, Cullen Sager got it, just tipped it out of bounds there. Good defensive play by him.
There's some people down here to the right that do not agree with you.
I didn't agree with the referee either. Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah.
Stanbury fans down here said, I think that went the wrong way. Out top of the basketball, Zembles with it. Off to Osborne. Three-pointer is blocked by Schwayback. Osborne goes backcourt to get it. Down the lane, rolls it up off the rim. No good, and a rebound by Austin Schwayback. Well, you don't see that very often. Wow. You don't see a lot of three-point shots blocked, and that one was with authority. And an offensive foul called against the Bulldogs on Colin Sager as he ran into Landon Papa.
Sager will pick up his first personal foul. That's the Bulldogs' first team foul as well. 2:01 left to play first period.
Salisbury right back in for Mound City in a 9-9 ball game. A minute and 55 left in quarter number one. Papa, top of the key, backing up. Now inside the line, short on the shot. Rebound grabbed up by William Rother. Outlet taken away. And it's Bulldog basketball. They're looking for a lead. 9-9 ball game. Off the right side with the ball now in the hands of Landon Martick. Martick dribbles, leaves the ball across, Schwayback. Floater down the lane, up and good by Tyler Schwayback. He's got seven in the lead, back to the Bulldogs.
Back and forth we go.
1:24 to go here in quarter number one. Osborne leaves it back to Rother, back to Osborne for three from the right corner. Too strong, rebound, Zimbles.
Nice pass.
Down, behind, falling down. That was Rother, falling down. Gives it back to Papa, who goes down the lane and lays it up. We're tied at 11. 1 minute to go in the first. With it, right side, faking and driving now. With it is Martick. Out to the top for three, off the rim. No good by Sager. Rebound to Salisbury. Gage Salisbury coming up the floor, now to Papa. Mound City with three players ready to come in if there's a break here. Right side, Salisbury with it. Give the ball off to Lane Zimbles. Lane out to Papa, looking at a three ball. No, now drives in, free throw lane. Over the pass, the top to Osborne for three. Short, no good. Follows his own miss, goes up, stripped to the ball.
Hustle again.
Oh, good hustle play by Rother. And did he slide out of bounds?
Said they're going to call it over and back as Rother tipped it into the backcourt. Salisbury ran back there and picked it up.
Okay.
I don't think any Bulldog touched it there.
All right, Mound City with 21 seconds to go. Let's see. We've got a program over there, Cody, with 30 on it.
Let's see. That looks like Brendan Tubbs on this
program
one.
Underneath that pile there. I don't have a 30 for Mound City. We'll have to check that one. Connor Durr back in. 11-11, 15 seconds to go. No, that blue one right there, I think, is a program for the district here, hopefully for tonight. But I won't swear to anything. With it, Schwayback out top on the right side. Passes the ball off. Three-pointer up. And no good. The rebound grabbed up by Gavin Summers for Mound City. 11-11 after one in Mound City. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
You always hear about that new car smell, but what about that new insurance feeling? It's the peace of mind that comes from being covered in all kinds of situations. Recapture that feeling and drive with extra layers of protection. Tune up your insurance policy to recapture that new insurance feeling. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 to learn more about expanded coverages and loyalty discounts.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
Back to live action, your second quarter action. Cody Shawong.
This is Osborne, as we started the quarter here already. Here's Salisbury for a three from the top of the key that goes down. Salisbury with his first 3 points of the ball game, and the Panthers are in front 14-11. Stanberry back with the basketball. This is Martick bringing it up the court for the Bulldogs. He'll hand it off to Tyler Schwayback. Schwayback drives the right side, puts the shot up off the glass, and it goes down. Schwayback continues his streak. That's now
nine.
I got him for 9 points on the evening. 14-13, the Panthers in front here earlier in the second quarter. Here's Papa to the right wing. This is Salisbury, who will shoot it from there. Short, off the rim, won't go down. Rebound comes down to Martick for the Bulldogs. He'll bring it across the timeline himself on the left side, all the way to the basket. Now puts the shot up off the glass. It goes down.
Marthick scores his first two points of the ball game, and the Bulldogs are back on top, 15-14, with 6:50 left to go here in the second quarter. The Panthers slow it down here a little bit. Papa brings it across the timeline. He'll drive right side. Now takes a step back, jump shot that goes down from about the right elbow. He scores again. Now he's in double digits with 10. Here's a little backcourt pressure by the Panthers now. The Bulldogs handle it easily. This is Martic with it at the top of the key. Goes to the left side with it. This is Sager. He drives baseline, tries to do a reverse layup. Won't go down. He gets his own rebound, puts his shot back up, and it goes down. Sager, Colin Sager, scores his first two points of the ball game, and now it's 17-16. Back and forth we go here in this second quarter. Here's a pass inside to Osborne. He tries to go outside to Durr. Gets it back to Osborne at the right wing. Crossover dribble to the basket. Oh, it's blocked off the backboard by Austin Swayback. Great block there by Austin Swayback, and it is Bulldogs basketball. This is Tyler Swayback bringing it across the timeline. Dribbles through the paint. Dishes it off to Martic from the right corner. Won't go down. Rebound down to Tyler Swayback. Up and good.
Tyler now with 11 points. I'm impressed with the Swaybacks.
Yeah, they are playing really good basketball here this evening. 19-16 your score. 5:30 left to go, second quarter. This is Landon Pappas through the lane. Pulls up in the paint just in front of the free throw line. That one goes down. It's back to a one-point game. The Panthers trail by one as the Bulldogs get the basketball back. This is Tyler Swayback across the timeline on the right side, setting up the offense. He goes to the left side. This is Colin Sager with it now. Back over to Martic on the right side, looking to get the ball inside. Now it's tipped away. Good defense there by Landon Papa, coming over on the help side defense. We're on a fast break. Papa all the way to the basket, up himself, and up and good.
14 now for Papa, 14 to the 20 for Mound City.
The Panthers back on top here by one. 4:47 left to go, second quarter. This is Tyler Swayback with it. Swayback between the legs. He'll hold it. Looks to go to the left side. Now hands it off to Colin Sager. Sager will hold it there. Now back off to Tyler Swayback. Top of the key it goes, Martin. Bulldogs looking for a little bit of offense here as they're down by 1 point. This is Tyler Swayback to the basket. Pull-up jump shot just inside the free throw line, and it goes down as well. So here we go, back and forth. It kind of feels like a Landon Papa versus Tyler Swayback type of thing.
14 and 13 points so far.
Here comes Papa trying to answer here. Crossover dribble, whistle, and a foul. It looks like a hand check on the Bulldogs.
Did you see the shot he made? He switched to the left hand, floating down the lane, and threw it off the glass. It didn't count, but it's a heck of a play. Here comes William Rother back in for Mound City. Also checking back in, there will be Lane Zembles.
Foul's going to be called on Sager. That's his second personal foul. So the big guy for the Bulldogs picks up his second foul here in the second quarter. Both Panthers with the basketball. This is Zembles out top with it on the right side. Now he'll hand it off to Gage Salisbury as he hands it off to Osborne at the top of the key. Osborne looking to create a little offense. Hands it to Papa. Papa crossover dribble to the lane. Up off the glass. Won't go. Gets his own rebound. Shot up. No good again. Gets a rebound again. Two rebounds in a row. Now it ends up in the hands of Salisbury in the left corner for a three. Off won't go. Short rebound down to Martic for the Bulldogs. 21-20. Bulldogs in front of the Panthers here. 3:30 to go, second quarter. Martic goes to the left side to Sager. Sager through the lane. Got to be careful now. He doesn't want to pick up his third. This is Martic on the right side with it. Goes back out top to Tyler Swayback. Swayback back to Martic on the right wing. Setting up the offense are the Bulldogs. I don't believe I've seen a substitution for the Bulldogs yet this game. Here's a three-pointer in the right corner. They won't go down for Colby McQuinn, and rebound comes down to the Panthers. Bulldogs still in front by one here. There's 3 minute time in the second quarter. Here's Papa with a three-pointer from the top of the key that's off the back iron. Rebound comes down to McQuinn for the Bulldogs. He hands it off to Tyler Swayback. We're down to 2:47 left second quarter, 21-20. Here's Swayback on the drive, right corner, three-point shot up for McQuinn, won't go down. Rebound down to Gage Salisbury for the Panthers. To the corner he goes with it. This is William Rother. Rother hands it off to Papa at the top of the key. Papa looking to create a little offense once again. He goes to Osborne on the left side. He can shoot it out there. Volleyball spike line. Here's Salisbury with a three from the left corner, won't go down. Rebound comes down to Martic for the Danbury Bulldogs. Still 21-20 to our score. Ends up in the hands of Tyler Schwayback. They'll pull it back out to the timeline, set up the offense. Schwayback looking to crossover dribble, now finds McQuinn in the left corner. Shot up, won't go down for McQuinn. Rebound tipped around, ends up in the hands of the Bulldogs. Sager picks it up. Now he'll get it to the top of the key to Austin Schwayback. Right side it goes McQuinn. Now they'll set the offense back up. Again, 21-20 the score. The Bulldogs in front. Now here's a three-pointer from the top of the key from Tyler Schwayback that won't go down. Rebound comes down to Lane Zimbels for the Panthers. Now he'll get it back on the fast break. Left corner three-pointer won't go down. Offensive rebound comes down to Rother. He puts up a shot, gets his own rebound. Now behind the back pass is stolen away by Mardik. Ends up in the hands of Austin Schwayback for the Bulldogs. Good defense there for the Bulldogs.
Good
right?
defense, maybe a little too much mustard on the dog that time for the Panthers with that pass behind the back.
Yeah.
Yep. One-point game, make everything count.
We're almost to the one-minute mark of the second quarter. 1:10 shows. Now here's a steal by Osborne. Osborne all the way to the basket. Layup up and good for Osborne. Maybe that'll spark him a little bit. That's only his fifth point of the game, as John mentioned earlier, 27 points a game. That's five now in the ball game for Osborne as the Panthers take the lead back, and we're under a minute to play with 52 seconds left. Now here come the Bulldogs. This is Tyler Schwayback. Excuse me, Austin. Now it ends up in the hands of Mardik in the left corner. Looking to get the ball inside. Now it's stolen away by Landon Papa. And stolen away again by the Bulldogs, who step on the out-of-bounds line, and it'll be Panther basketball.
Austin Schwayback caught it right on the baseline. He had to try to just flip it up toward the hoop, and it hit the bottom and came back and got him. Finally, a sub in for the Bulldogs. They'll bring in Gavin Cameron, a sophomore. He is in here for the final 35 seconds.
Panthers basketball. I would assume they might just hold for one shot here. I would probably assume, having a one-point lead. See if they can take a lead in the halftime, I would assume. Now they'll run a little weave. Now this is Papa of the basket. Left-hand layup up and good for Papa. They fooled me. I thought
Panthers,
they pulled it.
Panthers are not really built for holding on to the ball.
They score the basketball. Here are the Bulldogs. This is Mardik. He'll dribble to the left side. Osborne right on him. Good defense. Now the ball goes to the left corner to Tyler Schwayback. Here's McQuinn, left wing three-pointer that won't go down, and that'll take us to halftime. The Panthers take the lead into the halftime break, 24-21. We'll come back in 2 minutes to look at first half scoring on Sunny 101.3.
You will always feel welcome at Brinkman's in Tecumseh, your authorized Chevrolet and Buick store. Brinkman's has been making customers happy since 1965. Brinkman's is committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter their showroom. Brinkman's has a large showroom, so the outside weather doesn't matter. Shop over a dozen new cars and trucks, whether it's hot or cold. The temperature is always right inside the Brinkman's showroom. For your next car or truck, head to Brinkman's on the square in Tecumseh.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with four lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
I'm John Martin, a native of Falls City and an active community member. Community Medical Center, Family Medicine Clinic, and Falls City Family Practice are promoting health and wellness, and one important screening a person should have is a colonoscopy. Personally, I've had more than one. That's why I'm speaking out. With the professional help of my provider, Dr. Alan Tramp, I had the screening and the preventative care needed. My message, please talk to your health care provider about a colonoscopy. Be proactive. It could save your life.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here to Mound City High School. It's halftime, and Mound City leading 24-21. Mound City They score a lot of points. Credit the Stanbury Bulldog defense. They've had a good first half here tonight. And we'll give you the first half scoring. Our scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial. See Jake or Tosh Arm Connect in Auburn or Weston Witt in Fall City. For the Bulldogs, the visitors tonight, they're led by Tyler Schwaback. He's got 13 in the first half. He has done a great job as well. He is the guy defending Tony Osborne, and so far he's held Osborne 5 points. Other than that, Austin Schwaback has 4 points. He had all those early in the first quarter. 2 for Landon Mardick and 2 for Colin Sager for the Stanbury Bulldog total of 21 here at halftime. They are 1 of 3 at the free throw line. For Mound City, Landon Papa with 16 points in the first half, 8 in each quarter. Tony Osborne has 5. He drilled a 3 to start the ball game and then didn't score until he got a steal and a layup late in the first half. And it is also 3 points for Gage Salisbury. Now, you would expect those three to lead the scoring for Mound City, but you would expect more from Tony and more maybe from Gage, but they're going to have some help here. The Schwaybacks, Tyler with 13 and Austin just 4, but he is doing a pretty good job on the inside in this first half. Mound City has not been to the free throw line yet in this ball game this evening. So 24-21 is where we sit. The only player in the ballgame with more than one foul is Colin Sager. He has 2. That's all the fouls in the first half on Stanbury. And Mound City just had 3 called on them. So the referee is letting them go at it a little bit. It's been a very well-played ball game, and I really have no complaints with the officials, Cody. They haven't had a lot to call.
No, it's been a fun, fast-paced game. I mean, we're already at halftime, and it's only been 27 minutes.
Our scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial. See Jake or Tosh Arm Connect in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We'll take another 2-minute timeout. We'll check the weather. We'll be back here with second half action in just a few minutes. Coming up on Sunny 101.3.
In today's world, we all want the best, even the best smile. A healthy, brilliant smile is a sign of good health and high self-esteem. With Dr. Chick James, your dental health provider in Falls City, you get the best, high-quality, family dentistry at an affordable price. From regular checkups to orthodontic services, Dr. James and his experienced staff offer complete dental care. Get the best smile around from the family dental office of Dr. Chick James. Better dental health for you and your family.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Jim Hills in Falls City is your home decorating center. Visit the store at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City. You'll find a well-stocked name brand paint department with all the painting supplies and computerized color matching. Shop the latest in floor covering, window treatments, and accessories to accent and beautify your home. Chat with the friendly staff. They're happy to answer any questions. Jim Hills in Falls City. Call 402-245-4444. That's 402-245-4444.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm meteorologist Derek Dahlman with your weather for the tri-state area. Clear skies continue across the region for tonight with a low falling to around 30. On Wednesday, we'll have a high temperature and in the mid-60s under plenty of sunshine. And then the outlook for your Wednesday night calls for clear skies with a low near 32. On Thursday, blue skies and sunshine, highs around 64 degrees with cloud cover building in for your Thursday night and a low falling into the upper 30s. Looking ahead to Friday, we'll see that cloud cover move on out, giving way to ample sunshine across the area. Highs cooler, only reaching 59 degrees, with clear skies expected for your Friday night and a low bottoming off into the mid-30s. For Saturday, mostly sunny, highs around 64 with sunshine for the end of the weekend on Sunday and a high back in the lower 60s. Sunny on Monday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Derek Dahlman on Sunny 101.3.
This school year, keep your children healthy by helping them get the sleep they need. Smartphones have several negative effects when used for any purpose close to bedtime, especially when it comes to growing kids and teens. Bright lights and activity lead to less sleep, poor sleep cycles, poor grades, and worse health. To help with a good night's sleep, make sure they avoid bright lights and encourage them to read a book or magazine before going to sleep. This health tip brought to you by Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
Sat Brothers, located at 1521 Harlan. Call 245-2406 and order a whole pizza for $12. They have all your favorites, pepperoni, hamburger, meat lovers, supreme, veggie pizza, and many more varieties to choose from. They also have breakfast pizza, like biscuits and gravy pizza, and cheese sticks as well. Sat Brothers of Fall City, the one stop to fill your car and your tummy. Sat Brothers of Fall City with mom-approved bathrooms.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Mound City. Second half action just getting underway here. They clipped about a minute and a half off the clock on us here at halftime. So it's Stanbury basketball. They lob the ball into Austin Schwayback. In between three defenders, but he is able to lay it off the glass for his third hoop of the ball game, and it's 24-23 Panthers. Here's Tony Osborne between the legs, pull up, 15-footer up and good. When he heats up, he can score 15-20 points in a quarter, so we'll see what happens here. 26-23, the Panthers lead. Backcourt, McQuinn with the basketball, guarded by Salisbury. Steal by, here's a three-pointer by Osborne. Here he comes. That's five quick points, the steal by Salisbury. That's and him. By Young. Give it to him, and he gets across in about one dribble and fires. 29-23, Mount City's biggest lead of the ball game, plus six now. Here we go to the front, and the ball knocked loose by Salisbury over on the far side.
I just can't help but wonder, is the coach, is that one of those shots that they say, don't shoot, good shot?
No, I don't think you ever tell him not to shoot.
Just let it go.
And a push foul on Will Young on the inbound.
That'll be Young's second foul there.
He kind of made contact there with Tyler Schwayback. Tyler steps out of bounds. The Panthers, it looks like they picked up the aggression a little bit in this man-to-man defense here to start the third quarter. Up the floor with it, Sager off the right side, go inside and pop it. Steps in front of Austin Schwayback, takes it away, ahead to Salisbury. He was turned around. The pass was just a little bit off to the side. He had to turn all the way around to catch it and lost it out of bounds. So once again, Stanbury has the basketball. Inbounding from the sideline, but the Mount City bench will be Mardik. He'll get it in. They'll hand it right back to him. Osborne's on. They throw the ball back. And now it's Young guarding Schwayback. He goes right around him, kicks the ball to the right wing. Three ball, Sager, no. Rebound, Papa rips it down, gets out of there. It's Osborne ahead and a layup at the other end. Up and good for William Rother, who starts this third quarter. timeout call to the Bulldogs. They are down now by 8 that quickly. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Spring is about to open your growing season, but it's also closing your crop insurance window. This is Michaela Schoyance. Contact your local SBS insurance agency, your Rain and Hail independent agent, now to review your policy. Make sure you have a comprehensive risk management program that covers your entire farming operation. Get crop insurance service from an agent that will help you protect what matters most. This agency is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
6:19 to go in the third quarter. Mound City has taken their three-point lead and stretched it out to 8 now here in the first minute and a half, or a minute 40 seconds of this third quarter. Mound City, full court pressure here. Rother in there on the defense. He had a good first half on the boards, and now he's guarding Sager. Sager trying to the left hand, picked up his dribble, goes cross court with it. Mardik for three. No, rebound comes out long to Salisbury on the right side. He'll give it to Osborne. Tony Osborne coming up the floor. Stutter step, backs up, three ball up and down. Look out, here he comes. He's got 7-8 already here in the third quarter, and now 15 for the game. And Mound City is now up by 11. To the front, here comes Swayback. Tyler with it, dishes off. Three-pointer up, no good. Left side by McQuinn. Rebound, Papa, ahead to Salisbury. Salisbury back to Papa, down the lane. Left-hand scoop, no. And a rebound, and it's knocked away. But the Panthers, it will go off with the Bulldogs out of bounds. Panther ball.
5:26 to play, third quarter. The Panthers have that 11-point lead, 34-23.
Can't be that easy just to flip a switch, can it?
Man.
Man, it's night and day different. Lob it in. To Young, back to Papa, 12-footer, up, swish, 17 for Landon Papa, the lead now 13 for the Panthers. Schwayback guarded up the floor by Will Young, goes around him, pulls up free throw line, dishes to the right side, through the middle, over to Sager. Sager back to the top, McQuinn for three, got it, and that'll stop the run. Panthers up by 10 at the other end. Young fakes the three, drives, shoots on the rim. He got the friendly roll. Will Young with his first bucket. These are, I will say, these are the friendliest rims you will see
that's around the area. Yeah, definitely.
And they've been that way for years. Sager with it, out top, moving left, picks up his dribble. Mound City overplaying the passing lanes, and a knock away by Osborne. They throw it ahead to him, and a layup for Osborne at the other end. And now the Panthers are up 40-26, and Young went in for a steal. Little touch foul, got called for his third.
That'll bring you into the game. This is Brendan Tubbs, a junior, checking into the ball game for the Panthers.
Couldn't find Brendan a while ago. He's all the way down there. He's one extra space more than I had. All right, Sager will take the inbound. Sager, 6'3" junior, going to bring it up. Guarded there by Rother, top of the key, around the back, over the right side to McQuinn. Down low to Austin, and he'll drive and got fouled by Papa's. Austin Swayback made a move to the basket.
Fouls on Landon Papa. That'll be his second personal foul. Now the team's third, I believe.
That's what they had the entire first half. Not halfway through the third quarter yet. Into Austin Schwayback. He got Papa in the air. He got the bucket, and Papa fouled him back-to-back, and that's going to be his third foul.
This will send Austin Schwayback to the free throw line. Substitution in for the Panthers. This is Gavin Summers checking in for Papa, who just picked up that third personal.
Papa's sitting down with 17 points. Panthers don't want to see that. So Austin Schwayback, 0-for-2 at the line in the first quarter, will get another chance here. Schwayback, a 6'5 junior, fires it, got it. He's got 9, and it's 40-29. Backcourt, Tony Osborne up the right side, off to Salisbury. Salisbury moving down the left side, and wide open, three ball up, and good. For Gavin Summers, a 6'4 junior, nails it, and the Panthers are up now by 14 points. To the front, way back, pulls up, shoots, and he scores. That was Tyler, his first two of the second half. Ahead now to Salisbury, going to the hole, cut off on the block. Pass is tipped, but a push from behind. I think they're going to get McQuinn.
I think that's who they're going to call. Yes, that'll be on Colby McQuinn. That'll be his first personal foul, team's first of the second half.
3:34 left in the third quarter. The Panthers up by 12. Bring it in. He'll get the ball to Rother. Now to Salisbury. Over to Osborne. He fakes a long three. Goes around a defender. Oh, and a finger roll. Comes out of the basket. And they say that Stanbury touched it last. And there is a protest building on this side of the gym.
3:23 left to play third period. 43-31. The Panthers are in front of the Bulldogs here.
Salisbury to trigger from the baseline. Inside it comes to Brendan Tubbs. Brendan hands it back to Salisbury. Osborne all the way out near midcourt. Sway back on him. Salisbury in the paint. Up and under move. Shot blocked, but it comes right back to him. He'll go over to the far side with it. Gavin Summers back. It goes to Salisbury. To Summers. And they're going to go to Osborne all the way out near the midcourt line. He says, everybody get out of the way.
He might shoot that.
He moves up. He fakes left. He goes right. He pulls up in the lane and drills another one.
That's tough.
17 for Osborne, and that's 10 in the quarter.
Wow.
2:46 to go. The lead is 14 again. Up the front, Osborne. Oh, he went for the steal, and he got some arm, and he gets called for the foul.
Osborne will pick up his first personal foul. Now the team's fifth of this second half. 2:42 to play, third period, 45-31. The Panthers still in front, Stanbury basketball.
Landon Martick to inbound the basketball to Tyler Schwayback. Go inside to Austin, kick it out, and a three ball up on the right side. No good there by Sager. Rebound, Osborne throws it ahead to Tubbs. Leave it back for Osborne, and I mean he was 8 feet behind the line. He missed that when the rebound coming down. Landon Martick up the floor. 2:15 to go, and Schwayback all the way to the hole. The point guard up and good. He's got 17. It's 45-33. Panthers were up 15 there for a moment. And now it's Salisbury with it. He'll go to Osborne. Salisbury in the right corner near midcourt stripe. Three Panthers down on the baseline. Salisbury will dribble it around, go right side to Summers. Gavin back to Salisbury. Gage going to come to the left side. Now over the right side. He'll get it right back. Look for a cutter. Nobody there. And so Salisbury will dribble it a little bit. Osborne directing traffic out there. Come off the left side to Rother. He'll move to the top of the key. Over to Summers. Up the ladder goes to get it. Back to Salisbury. Clock moving. 1:25 to go in the third. Salisbury off the left side to William Rother. Rother will hold it. And he lobbed it up over a defender and got lucky. Salisbury able to come back and get it now into Summers. Turn around, Gavin blocked from the side. Rebound brought down by McQuinn. And a whistle and a foul. Did he call a foul or what?
No, out of bounds. It looked like it hit the side of the back, or behind the backboard there.
All right.
Went out of bounds. Stays with the Panthers.
Salisbury inbounded from the baseline, brings it into Rother, back to Salisbury, up and good. Two-pointer just inside the line that time for Panther senior. Salisbury's second hoop of the night. He had, that should give him five.
That's right.
First one was a three. Up the floor we go the other way. Matt Mardick with it to Sager. He pulls up. Oh, he lost it, got it back, and a foul going to be called. Ball came out of his hands. He got control of it, pushed it towards the hoop.
Foul's going to be called on William Rother. That'll be Rother's first personal foul. Team six now, as this is Colin Sager at the free throw line for two.
Sager, 2 points in the ball game. Free throw up, in and out, no good. He'll get another one here. Papa coming back in with 46 seconds to go in the third. In there for Brendan Tubbs. This is the kind of chance that Coach Ryan Osborne will take. You put your senior in there and say, don't get a fourth one.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So Sager at the line, free throw up and got it. One out of two, and it's a 13-point Mound City lead. Salisbury up the floor on the left side, hands it to Papa. between the circles with the dribble. Back and out toward midcourt now. No count. They're not guarding him close enough to get a count started. He'll move left. They'll weave it off now. Salisbury. And here comes Osborne down. He'll take it to the corner to Summers and right back to Osborne. Now out to Papa. 23 on the clock to Salisbury. Salisbury to Osborne. Three ball. Left wing. Up and down. 20 for Tony Osborne now. 12 seconds to go. The lead is 16 for the Panthers. The other way, Schwayback lobbed to the middle over Osborne. A catch, a shot up, no good. Schwayback to follow, no good. Pop of the rebound, and that will end the quarter. They about made that, didn't
about
he?
About went in.
Full length, Mound City, 50. Stanbury, 34. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Ready to go in the fourth quarter. The Panthers up 16 again. Cody Shawong.
Here's the Panthers with the basketball. Left elbow jump shot by, that was Will Young that time. Off won't go. Here's a down court pass. This is Austin Schwey back underneath the hoop. Pump fake. Gets the shot to go down in front of Papa there.
Papa had to let him go. He couldn't contest that one with the three fouls.
That's right. Now it's 50-36. Panthers in front. This is Salisbury off with it on the right side. Hands it off to Landon Papa. Papa will take it to the top of the key. Now to Osborne. Osborne now with 20 points in the ball game. Goes to Young in the right corner. Back out to Papa on the right wing. Panthers slowing it down just a little bit here. Now here's a whistle and a foul. It's going to be against the Bulldogs.
It's going to be Schwayback with the foul out there on Osborne. Tyler picks up his first foul of the ball game. Mound City at 24 at halftime because they scored 26 in that third quarter.
And a lot of them came from Osborne. A lot of them. Here's Salisbury with it for the Panthers. He goes to the right corner. This is Will Young. Young goes with Papa at the top of the key. Pull up, jump shot in the lane. It goes down for Papa. So here goes Papa once again. He's now got 20 in the ball game as well. Stanbury basketball. This is Sager. Sager dribble to the right side. Now off to Tyler Schwayback, who will put up a shot at the free throw line. Shot won't go down. Rebound. Nice rebound there by Austin Schwayback, and he gets the putback. 4 points in the corner for Schwayback. Back to a 14-point lead for the Panthers, 52-38.
Stanbury might have thought they got fouled there, and I'm not sure they didn't.
Yeah. Could see that one. Here's Papa with it through the dribbling through traffic, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called before the shot on the Bulldogs.
Foul's going to be Colin Sager, his third. Team's only had five. He's got 60% of them so far tonight.
Panthers basketball underneath their own hoop on the right side. This is Will Young with it. No good pass underneath to Salisbury. Salisbury up and good. Salisbury now with 7 points in the ball game. It's 54-38 with 6:30 left to go here, fourth quarter. This is Stanbury basketball. Tyler Schwayback with it to the right side to Sager. Sager will hold it at the right wing between the dribble, between the legs dribble. Now to the paint. Jump shot up. Won't go off the back iron. Lane and Papa there for the rebound. Gets it out to Osborne. Osborne's running down the court. Oh, good scoop pass. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called before the shot or any of the extra excitement happened there. Foul is going to be called on Schwayback.
Tyler's second. Team foul number one. We always talk about scoring and Tony Osborne is shooting, but man, can he pass.
Yeah, that was a great pass there if that play would have continued. Now here's a pass that's taken away by the Bulldogs, and it ends up in the hands of Austin Schwayback. Now a long down court pass. It's hard to do that against this team. Really hard to do it against this team.
Rother He got the ball first. That shouldn't be interference.
Yeah, that's right. Rotha will pick up, I believe that is his second personal foul now.
That's 1-1 now.
1-1 for Landon Martick for the Bulldogs of Stanbury. 54-38 our score. Martick threw 2 points in the ball game, all in the first quarter. First free throw up and down with a chance for the bonus here.
Mound City has not been to the free throw line yet in this ball game, not even an attempt.
Martick takes the dribble, aims, fires, gets that one to go down as well. Now 4 points in the ball game for Martick, 54-40 our score.
Did you know the Mound City was the home of the flying popcorn?
I didn't, but I saw it now.
It is tonight.
Here's Papa with it at the top of the key for the Panthers. Gets it over to Osborne on the left side. He is standing at the Mound City logo. It's free game out there. Here's Salisbury with it. Papa, now they're running the weave again. Stanbury jumps it. Now a whistle and a foul. Stanbury was trying to get aggressive there and get the ball back, John.
Austin Schwayback out there, way out there. He's more of a post player, but he got out there and Salisbury tried to go one way, and Austin kind of got tangled up with him, just couldn't get out of the way. Commits the foul, his first.
Now the Panthers will inbound it in front of the Panthers fan section over there. Full crowd, like John said there earlier. This is Will Young with it at the top of the key. Off to Papa on the left side. Now looks for a cutting Osborne. Osborne will take a step back three-pointer from the left corner that's a little long, won't go down. Rebound comes down to Sager. Stolen away by Rother. Rother can't get the layup to go down, and Sager gets the rebound for the Bulldogs. Here comes Schwabeck. Tyler, step back three-pointer from the right wing. Drilled it.
Nice. He's got 20 in the game now.
Here we go, 54-43. If the Bulldogs are going to come back, now would be the time. Here's Papa with it in the right corner. Crossover dribble to the hoop. Whistle and an offensive charge is going to be called on Papa as he was trying to dribble to the hoop. And that is Mr. Papa's fourth personal foul.
4-1, so Landon's going to have to be careful here with 4:46 to go.
Can't lose him. Can't lose him here. The Bulldogs will have it.
And a whistle. Gavin Summers in for him here for a couple of minutes.
So it'll be Bulldog basketball. We're at the 4:46 mark here in the fourth quarter. Again, my name is Cody Shawong, helping out John Nixon here this evening from Mound City High School. We are in the fourth quarter of play already. Here's a lob pass inside to Austin Schwabeck, up off the glass, and got that one to go down. He's having a heck of a second half here, is Austin Schwabeck, and now it's back to a 9-point lead for the Panthers. Here's a whistle and a foul as Osborne was trying to get the ball from Salisbury. It's going to be a Bulldog foul.
That's going to be on Tyler Schwabeck again, his third all here in quarter number four. Next, we'll put the Panthers in the bonus.
We'll be shooting free throws the rest of the way out here on any whistle. Here's Salisbury with it for the Panthers. It goes to the right side to Young. He gets it back, and he'll hold it at the Panther sign here at Mound City High School. Here's a crossover dribble. Now they'll just pull it out and burn a little bit of clock. He goes to Young in the right corner looking to get it into Osborne. Back out to Young. Young cross court to Rother. Rother back to Salisbury at the top of the key. Down to the halfway mark here in the fourth quarter. Here's Salisbury. Dribbles through the paint. Back out top he goes. Just burning clock. Here's trying to get around a defender, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called.
Colby McQuinn, I think, is going to get nailed here again, and he does. Colby picks up his second foul, team foul number 7. So now, free throw time for the Panthers, and they're not bad in this area either.
Here's Salisbury at the line. First free throw of the night for the Mound City Panthers. Salisbury's free throw up, won't go, off the back iron. Rebound comes down to Schwabeck. Now off to Tyler Schwabeck through the defenders and up off the glass and got that one to go down.
22 for Schwabeck. Timeout. The game is down to a 7-point lead for the Panthers, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours. At Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic,
enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinics, extended hours, starting at 7 a.m.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Mound City High School. Cody Shawong, John Nixon with you here this evening, calling play-by-play for the Mound City Panthers in this sectional basketball game. And it's Panthers basketball. This is Osborne. Osborne being defended by Schwebeck all the way up the court. And he gets it back over there from Will Young, passed off to the corner for just a second. Worth noting, Landon Papa checked back into the ballgame for the Panthers now. This is Salisbury with it at the top of the key. Between the circle, now it comes back out to Papa at the top of the key. It's a volleyball spike line. And they'll just burn a little bit more clock. Clock shows 3:13 to go, fourth quarter. Clock's kind of dwindling down. 7-point lead for the Panthers here. Stanberry looking to not foul and get the ball back. And I think they're going to do it. As the ball rolls into the backcourt. And smart play, really, there by Salisbury. Very smart play.
Letting the clock run, keeping himself between the ball and the defender.
Very good play. So I guess what happened there, folks, Salisbury lost it, went into the backcourt, and the ball was just rolling slowly towards the out-of-bounds line. And Salisbury just did a good job of keeping McQuinn from getting the basketball for the Bulldogs, just burned a little bit more clock. Now here's a driving layup that's blocked away by Papa, and offensive rebound comes down to Swayback, up and good. Now we're at five. This is 5-point lead now for the Panthers. A whistle and a foul on the inbound pass as Salisbury got fouled.
It's going to be Colby McQuinn's third foul, team foul number eight. Mound City, as hot as they were in the third quarter, they're not getting anything done on offense here in quarter number four. That sounds so unusual to say.
Salisbury at the free throw line now for the Panthers. Missed one just a moment ago on the front end of a 1-1. Here's another free throw. This one goes down. He nails down his 8th point of the ball game, and he has another free throw coming here on the back end of a 1-1. Here's Salisbury's shot up off the back iron once again. Won't go down. Whistle, and it's going to stay with the Panthers as the ball was tipped around there on the rebound. Ball will stay with the Panthers.
Timeout called by the Panthers. They lead by 6 back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
2:45 left in this ballgame. Mound City had a 16-point lead. It's now down to 6. It was 5. Cody, I've seen a lot of basketball players score their 1,000th career point over the years. Tonight, I let it pass, didn't notice it at the time. Tony Osborne tonight, when he hit 18, he now has 2,000 career points in his high school career. He's only a junior.
Wow. That's an incredible achievement.
Oh, yeah.
Out here on the inbound, it's taken away by Schwebeck. Schwebeck loses it. Now it gets it off. Gets it off to Austin Schwebeck. The ball is blocked out of bounds by Papa. It'll stay with Stanberry here. But good defensive play there by Papa to not foul, too.
Well, there was a couple of instances on that play where he could have picked up his 5th foul very easily.
That's exactly right. So it'll be Stanberry basketball from the left side of their own basket. Here's a lob pass into Steger. Steger puts it up off the glass, can't get it to go down. Gets his own rebound, puts it back up, and got that one. So he gets his own rebound, puts it down. He has 5 points in the ballgame, but no bigger two than those right there. Here's Osborne with it now for the Panthers. Through traffic, puts the shot up, and gets it to go down.
Well, I guess it's time to score.
Osborne puts down his first two of the fourth quarter. Here's a driving layup. Pop won't go down for Tyler's way back. Rebound comes down to Rother for the Panthers. Here's Osborne ahead to Young. Young up off the glass and got it. Good fast break transition defense there by the Panthers. A whistle and traveling is going to be the call as Young was trying to get it to Salisbury there as he was cutting through the lane.
Well, that's just unfortunate. That's just a hustle play.
Yeah.
You can't fault the kid for a turnover on that.
Yeah, that's tough. It actually bounced off his foot at one point. He ended up getting it back, and then he traveled with it. Here's Stanberry back, now down by 8 points. It's 59-51. Here's Seger with a deep three from the right wing that won't go down. In and out for a second. Now Osborne comes up with it after the young rebound.
Uh-oh.
Ahead to Papa. Papa up off the glass. Got that one. And we're back to 10 with 1:40 to go here, fourth quarter. So the Panthers start scoring baskets again, and we open the lead back up 10 points. Stanberry looking for an answer here on this end. And a steal by Osborne. Osborne takes it away from Swayback, up off the glass, and gets that one to go down two. And now it's 12. Stanberry looking for a little bit of magic here now. Here's Sager on the left wing. He'll drive to the basket, puts it up off the glass, won't go down. Rebound comes down, tipped around, ends up in the hands of Swayback. Austin, that is. Here's McQuinn with a pull-up jump shot from the right wing that won't go down. A whistle and a pushing foul on the rebound is going to be called on the Bulldogs.
It's going to be Colin Sager. That's going to be his fourth foul, team foul number 9. So now we'll walk down to the other end and shoot one last 1-1 for the Panthers here.
I don't know who
Rother fouled.
Rother. I was trying to figure out which one it was. So Rother, William Rother, will head to the free throw line for a 1-1 opportunity.
Orrick or Grundy County, Cody, will be the opponent Friday for Mount City. They hang on here for the next 67 seconds.
Place is to be determined still,
yep,
as we talked earlier there. Here's Rother's free throw off back iron, won't go down. And it's Stanberry's rebound. It's down to 1 minute to play in the fourth quarter. Here's Sager with the three-pointer. Won't go down. Rebound comes down to Swayback. Up off of glass. Won't go down. Gets his own rebound once again. Up and good. That was Austin Swayback with two more. And timeout is taken by Stanberry.
53 seconds to go. We'll take a 30-second break and be back on Sunny 101.3.
Tired of dealing with some faceless voice in some far-off city when you have questions about your finances? Why not get your financial advice locally from someone you know? That way, if you ever have questions, you'll get the answers face-to-face. So stop by and let's talk. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Visit Frontier Bank in Falls City and Stella. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Just past the top of the hour, this is Sunny 101.3, KLZA, Fall City and Mound City. John Nixon, Cody Shalong with you here, ready to wrap this one up for the Panthers with a 10-point lead.
53.5 seconds left to go, a 10-point lead for the Panthers. I would assume Stanberry is going to foul, and they do. This is going to send Salisbury to the free throw line for the Panthers.
Martick will pick up his first foul, and now double bonus for the Panthers. They'll get two each time on the fouls now.
Salisbury 1-for-3 on the evening. 63-53. Salisbury's first free throw up and down. That one goes down. Now makes him 50% from the free throw line here this evening. And he's got 9 points on the ball game. Sager checks back in. He will replace Gavin Cameron. Cameron came in there just in case of a foul situation. Didn't want Sager to pick up that fifth. Salisbury's second free throw up won't go down. And Stanberry's basketball down 11 here. Here's Swayback from the three-point line. Won't go down. Rebound comes down to Papa, and he throws it off Austin Swayback. Good heads-up play there by Papa, and it'll stay with the Panthers.
Nice play there by the senior. And the designated fouler, Gavin Cameron, checks back into the ball game, but Mound City calls another timeout. They'll take a break, talk it over with 40 seconds to go. And we'll be back in Mound City after this 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now they are reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders, completely redesigned from the ground up. R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Designed to tackle everything from your everyday work to your toughest challenges, R-Series is the revolution your work demands. Experienced unmatched power and performances firsthand. Call MERS Farm Equipment in Falls City to learn more today. That's MERS Farm Equipment in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back to Mound City. It'll be Panther basketball coming out of the timeout. This Salisbury gets it over to Osborne. Osborne's the one now. That will get fouled and go to the free throw line for a couple free throws. I believe they got Tyler Swayback that
time.
They
did. That's his fourth, all here in the fourth quarter.
Osborne Not sure. Do you got how many he's got tonight?
I've got 24.
24. So he'll go to the free throw line looking for 25 and 26.
Had 5 at halftime.
First free throw up. Grimm's out, no good. So he'll have another one coming here. This is Rother checking back into the ballgame for the Panthers and Sager for the Bulldogs here. 36.9 showing on the game clock. 64-53, Panthers in front. As Osborne's free throw goes down, makes it a 12-point ball game. 65-53, Stanberry with the basketball here, down 12. Here's Sager, drives to the basket, an easy layup up off the glass and good. The senior gets two more and makes it 55-65.
Timeout called by Stanberry. Cody, let's talk about something that's going to go on tomorrow. We're going to turn our attention back to Nebraska. The Nebraska Girls State Basketball Tournament, Classes A and B got underway today, but tomorrow, Class D2, Fall City Sighart and the Sterling Jets are the teams will be covered here on Sunny. Tomorrow morning, 11, Sterling will take on the Humphrey St. Francis Flyers at the Lincoln North Star High School. Then at 4 o'clock, Sighart will be taking on Maywood Hayes Center tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. We invite you to join us for those games tomorrow and throughout the tournament. Hopefully the teams can keep her going through the weekend.
Be a lot of fun, wouldn't it?
Should be.
It's a lot of fun when a lot of local teams make it deep into the postseason.
Yes. Yes, it is.
And it'll be Panther basketball. We're finished with the timeout. Ball comes into Salisbury, and Salisbury will walk to the other end to shoot a couple free throws.
Give that one Mardik with a foul, his second. Salisbury.
Yeah.
Seems to be. Let's pick on him. Let's make him shoot all the free throws.
That's right. That's right. 2 for 5 in the ball game. He got a couple opportunities here. 65-55 the score. Salisbury's first free throw up and nothing but nylon on that one. 3 for 6 on the ball game now.
Gage is one of the probably overlooked guys on this team. He's probably the third leading scorer, but he thinks so much about Osborne and Papa. He gets overlooked once in a while, but man, he can fill the rim up in the basket as well here once
That's
in a while.
Right. He makes the second one. Now it's a 12-point lead. Here's Sager with a three-pointer from the right wing that won't go down. Ball is tipped around. Ends up in the hands of Papa. Papa reaching for it, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called. Papa will walk to the other end to shoot a couple.
Landon says, finally,
we'll see.
Second foul on Austin Schwayback.
16.1 now shown on the game clock. We'll go back to talking about Salisbury here for a second while we have a chance. I just watched him while John was doing some play-by-play, and the activeness of his hands just is incredible. Papa's first free throw goes down. He's everywhere on defense. He's always around the basketball. It makes it very hard to score against him, and he's not the biggest kid on the team either. He's just very quick and uses his hands well. Papa's second free throw goes down, and it's now a 14-point lead, 69-55 the score. Here's Schwayback. Three-pointer from the right wing, won't go down. Rebound comes down to Osborne, a whistle and a foul is Osborne. That'll pretty much do it here. 8.3 seconds shown on the game clock. Osborne will walk down to the free throw line to shoot a couple.
Tony with 25 in the ball game. He's 1 for 2 at the line tonight. And the Panthers going to bring in Connor Durr coming back. Lane Zembles will check back in here.
It'll be after the first free throw. Osborne's first one up, rims around. Went all the way around, it just didn't go down. Makes them 1 for 3 on the evening.
Will Young comes out, and also William Rother out of the ball game.
Rother's had a huge game.
Yes, he
has.
Huge
game. I mean, it doesn't show a lot of scoring, but he's been everywhere.
Had a lot of rebounds, good defense.
That's right. Osborne's second free throw goes down, and 8.3 seconds is Stanberry. He'll bring it across the timeline. Sager will shoot one in the last game for his senior year. Won't go down, and that'll do it. 70-55, the final score here from Mound City, as Mound City will move on to play Friday night. We'll be back in 2 minutes to look at the final scoring on Sunny 101.3.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it, and you'll agree. Dan's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Dan's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dan's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
CJ Foods and Lanny of Burn, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska have joined together to form Alfea. They're a fast-growing company with multiple career opportunities available, with vision that includes significant production growth and new career opportunities in areas like packaging, maintenance, quality assurance, extrusion, warehousing, and shipping. Alfea offers full-time hours while working only 15 shifts a month. Alfea has opportunities available days and nights, with night shift receiving $3 an hour shift differential. If you're looking for a career with great potential for growth, visit the website, alfea.com.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
70-55, the final score. Mound City advances to the quarterfinals in Missouri. For our friends in Nebraska listening to Mound City tonight, they take four teams to the state site, which would be Springfield. So their quarterfinal round game, which Nebraska plays in Lincoln, they'll play that maybe here, hopefully, Friday night. And we'll find out more about that maybe later tonight. We'll let you know as soon as we do. But Panthers win it. They're going to the quarterfinal. And it's time for the scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial. See Jake or Tosh Arm Connect in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City.
First, looking at the scoring for the Stanberry Bulldogs, they were led by Tyler Schwabeck. He had 22 points in the ball game, 13 in the first half. Austin Schwabeck put in 19. He had 4, so 15 points coming for Austin Schwabeck there in the second half. Both of the Schwabecks are juniors. Chipping in as well as Colin Sager, he had 7. Mardik had 4, and Colby McQuinn rounded out the total of 55 with 3 points of his own in the ball game. Looking at the scoring for the Panthers, leading the way tonight was Tony Osborne. He had 5 points in the first half, as John mentioned, so a big second half there by Tony Osborne kind of pushed the Panthers ahead there. Landon Papa, 24 in the ball game, 16 in the first half. He was 2-for-2 from the free throw line. Gage Salisbury, he added 11. Will Young had 4. Gavin Summers hit a 3-pointer. And William Rother had 2 for the Panthers' total of 70.
Panthers hadn't shot a free throw for through 3 quarters tonight. Then they went 8-for-13 in the fourth quarter, and it ended up where Stanbury went 5-for-8 in the ball game. They didn't shoot many either. So it was a well played game both way, hard played, just a good high school basketball game, Cody.
It was very fast paced too. I mean, they just got up and down really quickly. And as to your point, I think the Panthers have been kind of playing that way all year. And turned it on here in the second half. A lot of fun to watch.
They sure did. Well, anyway, that is going to wrap it up for Mound City tonight. The Panthers advance. We'll keep up with the action, and hopefully Friday night we'll have more Panther action on the air here on Sunny 101.3. 70-55 tomorrow morning. 11 o'clock is the scheduled tip-off for the Sterling girls as they take on Humphrey St. Francis. And tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock, it'll be Falls City Sacred Heart girls as they take on the Maywood Hayes Center squad. That's tomorrow afternoon at 4, both those games at Lincoln North Star. And then we will have hopefully Thursday basketball, Friday basketball here for Mound City, and maybe some championship basketball as well on Saturday from the Nebraska Girls State Tournament. So that is going to wrap it up tonight. For Cody Shawong, for our studio engineer, Scott Cox, I'm John Nixon saying goodnight, everybody.